This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They need the rest. They need to be able to take their time, game plan for the next opponent. And look, you got a thumb, you got a neck with Draymond, thumb for Steph, neck for Draymond. You got the quad for Jimmy. This team needs a couple of down days of relaxation.
And if they do lose tonight, and maybe they lose in the first round or, you know, in another play-in, well, you're going to be subscribing to Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast because you're going to be shifting to Giants talk. Sam Lubman and Joe Shasky, and occasionally Steven Rizzotto filling in, have the best Giants talk in the world. The world! Catch the latest episode and hear all about Jung-Hoo Lee's big weekend in the Bronx, as well as how big a statement the Giants can make in Philly this week. They made a big statement yesterday. Willy Adames getting his first jack as a San Francisco Giant. They are a lot of fun right now, and I can't wait to have some more Giants talk. You know what? I would like to have some more Giants talk, so that means the Warriors should win tonight so we can talk about them more because, you know, they're being selfish right now and causing all these fans heart attacks and losing to the Clippers the way they've done. We can't even talk about the Giants right now, but I promise we will. And go subscribe to Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys if you're missing any of that Giants itch.
So doing a deep dive on the Memphis Grizzlies, you
do
know,
it.
One of the things that they have been struggling to do is get Ja Morant playing great at the same time as Jaren Jackson Jr.
And they didn't when they played the Warriors 2 weeks ago. It was a Ja Morant show, but JJJ was being a knucklehead.
And then, you know, when you mix in Desmond Bane and all three of them are playing well, they're unbeatable.
Yeah.
They just are. And so this is a team that started off hot. And as Slater brought up their defense, well, they're out their best perimeter player in Jalen Wells. He started 73 games for them. He was their perimeter stopper, if you will. Not that he is Dylan Brooks, but fills a void like Dylan Brooks out on the perimeter. So you're going to get this guy, Vince Williams Jr. tonight and Scottie Pippen Jr. All right. The two juniors, if you will.
Junior.
Those are the two guys that they're going to try to throw on Curry. I don't know who's going to start. I'm leaning. They're saying Williams, and then Scottie would come off the bench. They're 0-8 on the West Coast this year at those arenas. West Coast arenas, they're 0-8.
Vince Williams, last game, I get it, was against the Mavericks. I don't think the Mavericks really played anybody. He had a double-double, 12 points, 11 boards. So I'm just saying.
Now, the Warriors are 19th in the league in opponents' fouls per game, meaning the amount of fouls you draw. Memphis is number 2. So defending without fouling is going to be significantly important for the Warriors.
Especially against Ja, which is why you want to force him to be a three-point shooter tonight. Don't allow the dribble drive penetrations in the paint because he will finish and you will reach and you'll be doing something dumb. And now we're making fun of JJJ, but you also don't want to do the same thing that he likes to do, dumb fouls.
Now, the Warriors have been really scrappy. They have the 4th best offensive rebounding percentage, meaning the opportunities and how many of those do you actually get. Well, Memphis is slightly better. They're 3rd. So this is a team you have to keep off the glass. And right now, the Golden State Warriors, if you're looking at the matchup, they're up 3-1 this year. They're a totally different team now with Jimmy Butler. If you look at the 3 games before Butler, Steph didn't play in one. And you're playing Lindy Waters heavy minutes. TJD was playing heavy minutes in one of the games. That's just not the case for the Warriors currently. But in the December 19th game, what really like struck me was that Memphis nailed 27 threes. That was a franchise record. You cannot let this team play inside out.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anthony Slater, who joined us last segment, Joe, and if you missed any of that interview, Anthony Slater covers the team for The Athletic, 95.7 The Game. Find it on YouTube, the free Odyssey app. Again, find them all there. But he said this is the biggest game. Tonight is the biggest game since Game 6 of the Western Conference semis back in 2023. Take a listen.
Part of why tonight is so massive, to you know, win this game and not play Friday night. I honestly think this is the biggest night of basketball for them since Game 6, 2023 against the Lakers. Like, the result of tonight, to me, dictates whether they have a realistic playoff path, playoff life ahead of them, or if they're kind of dead on arrival. So,
really?
Wow.
Because I'm...
Expand on that.
Yeah, please, because... or not. But again, like, I hear him on that, but there's also a part of me, and I know Warriors fans, and I know we do this as fans in general, you will talk yourself into it if you win on Friday, if you lose tonight. And I don't want to keep doing this... you know, forward-thinking radio and always talking about the future, future, future. I want to focus on the now. But that was interesting to me. Anthony Slater, who covers the team, and I know you've been saying it, and I respect both of your guys' opinions tremendously. But he's saying it's basically their playoff lives tonight. If you lose this game, he does not envision any scenario that this team can go on a deep run. You win tonight, he can envision that scenario of going on a deep run. Beating the Rockets, who we all think would have been the best matchup regardless in the first round. Then you take your chances against either Lakers or the Timberwolves. Still going to be tough, but we'll see. And then conversely, you know, everyone's saying maybe the Thunder, maybe it's the Clippers in the Western Conference Finals.
Maybe.
I can see the Clippers. Can you not see the Clippers beating the Nuggets?
The team that I just saw the other day, it looks very difficult to beat.
Now, can Kawhi do that in a series? That's going to be the next question, right? Like, that's going to be the ultimate question, I think, for the West.
I'm not going to doubt
him. Healthy. Well, that's nice of you not to doubt him, but I'm going to doubt his health currently because he needs to show me. Unfortunately,
shout out
Missouri.
I've seen what he's done on one leg against the Warriors with the Raptors, and I was impressed so much so that it's been 6 years since, and I still give him the benefit of the doubt. That being said, when I look at the Warriors right now, Joe, I think the thing for me is, like, there are certain moments in the season where, you know, like, oh, yeah, there's extra math. Like, you could still make this
up.
Math
is there.
Yeah. You know, stuff can happen. I knew the way they lost that Spurs game, and I knew it would have a domino effect on the remaining games of the season. Most people did. It's like, oh, well, this could happen, and that could happen. And it's like, no, you had to win that game. And that's how I feel tonight, and much more so than even that Spurs game. You have to win tonight for the psyche, the mentals, the rest, the preparation. Otherwise, the rest of the season, there's a cap on what they can accomplish. There just is.
Is tonight a must-win for you, Dub Nation? If they lose tonight, is the season all but over for you as far as expectations go? 888-957-9570 is the number. Again, we got about 20 minutes. I want to hear from the people today. A lot of scared and nervous energy. I've been talking to a lot of people around the hallways. A lot of nervous energy from people around these parts. Hey, I'm not nervous when I got Stephen Curry, when I got Jimmy Butler, when I got Draymond Green, when I got Brandon Pajemski. All right? I got all these guys that are playing very well and very confident. All I need is a couple more to step up here and there. I'm not asking for Moses Moody to give me 25, 24 points, whatever. Give me double digits. Hey, buddy, knock down a couple of threes, a couple of shots. We had a G-man calling earlier. Make your layups, guys. Don't smoke these layups. Make the layups. Is that a lot? It's not a lot to ask for in this game, in this scenario, in this situation. I get it. Zach Edey's a big. Jaren Jackson, they're big guys. They're chiseled. They're strong. But I know what you did last time against them, too. I know you've owned this team in the regular season thus far. I know they're a different team. I know you're a different team. But again, take care of the ball. Good things are going to happen. 8 turnovers, Steph. I'm looking at you there. Yeah, everything else was great on Sunday. The turnovers were not. Clean that up. I'll take my chances.
ESPN asked all of their NBA experts.
Oh, all of them.
Grizzlies, Warriors. Who are you picking?
Every single one took the Warriors.
10-1. Oh. Took the Warriors.
Who's the one?
Ramona Shelburne.
What? Mona? Not Momo. Not Momo. Friend of the station. Or is that just Willard and Dave?
Collier, Herring, McMahon, Bobby Marks, Dave McMenamin, Kevin Pelton, George Sedano, Mark Spears, Jeremy Wu. I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't want to mess it up.
This is going great.
Yeah.
I don't want to mess it up.
As long as Perkins isn't on there, we're fine.
No,
he is not one of the insider analysts.
Not on there.
No, hell no. I think in his hierarchy, he had like the Warriors fifth on like teams that could win the title. Perk is very third. Yeah. That tells you Perk is big time Warriors fan.
Yeah,
huge.
That scares
That's your
me.
Boy, dude. That's your boy. Talking about
he has done more damage to the NBA brand than anyone.
Really?
In the last 50 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Not even, you know, Skip?
Not close.
Skip, Stephen A.
You're
no.
stupider when you listen to him talk, like on basketball stuff. Like the way he presents it from a media standpoint is disrespectful to the energy level that the players put in, the coaches and all that. It's absurd the way he discusses the game.
What you just said reminded me of Billy Madison at the end when Billy has his like little soliloquy about business ethics or whatever. He's like, Mr. Madison, what you just said makes no sense at all. Everyone in this room is now dumber after listening to it. I award you no points and may God have mercy on your soul. That's exactly what you just did to Kendrick Perkins.
He's just
the seriousness in your face right now. No, it gets to you.
Well, he doesn't do research. I don't think he rewatches games.
He does his own research. That's the way we do these days. We do our own research.
Well, no, his research is like a text message from LeBron's clutch management or whatever.
He does not like LeBron.
I don't want to go down this road. I don't like him.
Okay. All right. Anthony Slater on if the Warriors could match up with the Thunder.
You got to also like contextualize how you're going to be going into facing the Thunder.
Exactly.
You're going to be with your limping superstars, older superstars right now, you're going to add, you know, an extra 80 something minutes played this week, right? You know, high intensity minutes because you're talking about two elimination games. You're putting yourself in danger, by the way, of not even getting to the Thunder if you have a Friday night against Klay Thompson or the Kings in Chase Center and if you don't win that. But let's say you do win that. 38 hours later, you're going to be playing the Thunder probably on ABC Saturday or Sunday afternoon, game 1 in Oklahoma City, a team that not only won 68 games, but rested some of their stars down the stretch, has this entire week to prep and rest and practice in Oklahoma City, probably just going to punt away game one. Game two would be your chance to kind of spice up the series. Sure, maybe. I mean, you'll get some extended breaks within that series, but that is not how you want to be going into facing the Oklahoma City Thunder. So, yes, I think tonight dictates whether you have a realistic path to contention or not.
Listen, the path through the West and to the finals is going to be brutal no matter what. I think we can all agree on that. Like, this is the deepest. We were talking about it for weeks. This is the deepest I've ever seen the West, in a West that the Warriors are going to try to contend through. Like, during any of their runs, I don't remember, outside of maybe when the Rockets were the Rockets with Daryl Morey, with James Harden, like when they were doing their thing, like that was a tough matchup for them.
Sure.
Outside of that, though, I didn't really, like, nothing else was scaring me in the West.
Well, and they're all so unique in the West. Like, think about the way that
Very
the
much
Lakers
so.
Are going to try yep. to attack you. Think about the way the Nuggets would try to attack you.
The Timberwolves.
Yeah. Everyone's so Clippers. Different. OKC is completely different from all those teams.
Right.
Houston is different. Like, they're a old school. They're probably more of a 90s team
right?
Like than they are a current team in terms of defensively. Like, right. They really want to get up underneath your skin. They want to play that New York Knicks brand of basketball from the 90s, you know,
sure.
like,
Pat Ewing?
And the old Miami Heats. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Even, like, let's say an early 00s Piston style.
Okay.
But
rugged.
Yeah, rugged. But they don't have the guy like Rip. But point withstands. There's a lot of different teams and specific matchups. And that's why, like, you just got to win this one. So everyone take a deep breath. The whole psyche of the team feels good. And we can recalibrate come Friday, Saturday, figure out what the best strategy is against a team that you do have familiarity with in Houston. You just played them.
Everyone, take a deep breath. Woosah, chill. Jimmy Butler's got this, all right?
We're great. We're right where we want to be. We still got an opportunity and we control our own fate. We're going to be just fine.
Win tonight, you'll be just fine.
Well, if you do win tonight, you are right where you want to be.
There you go.
Then
right?
I will buy back
then
on.
Then you will buy
Absolutely.
Back in. Okay, we get that.
Absolutely.
If they win tonight, we'll get this back.
I don't just believe, I know that they can win a championship. I'm looking at it right now. I'm dead serious on this.
I love how I said they can.
I honestly think that the Warriors are going to win the championship. I'm
Whoa.
Dead serious on this. I really do. Like, I'm not even, this isn't like hyperbole. I'm not trying to get, clipped online. I'm being dead serious.
If they win tonight, Shasky's all back in. If they lose, Warriors are dead to him. He's wearing all black on Friday. He's going to join the black parade. He's going to be listening to My Chemical Romance. And Blink 182. All right, he's going to go down to Live 105 down there
it would be
and hang out
somebody
with Marcy.
That I used to know.
Oh, Gautier, let's go.
Yeah.
All right, and then there's the other one.
Anxiety. I'm in like all black, and it's like
that's Jesse, today is anxiety.
Anxiety. Yeah, that's the Doichi. Is that
Doichi?
Yeah. Doichi.
Is there medication for anxiety? Because I could sure use it.
Yes,
there's
an entire industry about it. Yes.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances, MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.